The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
It's the Cigar Authority After Show, and it's brought to you by Roma Craft Tobacco. Since 2010, Mike Rosales and Skip Martin have focused on the simple and time-honored task of combining quality tobacco, experienced craftsmen, and the right amount of time to bring you cigars worthy of the legacy of the centuries of premium cigar craftsmen that came before them. Whether you are revisiting the anti-prohibition era mindset of intemperance or getting in touch with your more primal side with a Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, you are sure to find a blend in the Roma Craft House of Brands that fits the exact balance of flavor, strength, and body you are looking for in that moment. When you're finally able to take a short break from the world to relax and enjoy a cigar, the last thing you need is a complicated sales pitch. Simple, yet substantial. Tobacco, talent, time. Roma Craft Tobacco.
The After Show. The After Show. It's the After Show, everybody. The show. Immediately following the regular show. With us is Steve Sacher. He's still here. And he is the perfect person, I think, to bring on for this, because we're going to talk about pet peeves, those little things that irk us, annoy us, or just plain drive us crazy.
Is this cigar oriented, or is
it? Doesn't have to be. No, not at all.
I'll probably stick to cigars.
Yeah. So I hear people that write into us that tell us, as you heard through, emails that came in last week, of things that we say that bother those people. One of the things we used to do is eat during the show, have a little snack that would be here. It made them crazy, the chewing.
Yeah,
specifically
I can see why
that Dave smacking his lips.
Yeah, so we stopped. As we learned, it drove many, many people crazy.
It's just gross watching people eat.
Yeah, but we'll talk about whatever.
But it's even worse if you're in your car and you just get that on the speakers.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are the things that make you crazy? If you get into the cigar world, sure, but, and be careful
sloppy,
of what you answer.
Sloppy glue placement on bands. That drives me nuts. I hate that.
And there's one particular company out there that makes millions and millions of cigars.
There's more than a few companies that are sloppy with their glue.
So when we do blind reviews here, blind tasting that happens in the store to our employees, and we give them a cigar, and they look at it and say,
it's occasionally going to happen in every brand. Yeah. A girl's just going to miss swipe. But there are some brands where it's like, oh, really?
Yeah. I can't stand patches on high-end cigars. Like, if you're over $15, get a wrapper that doesn't need a patch.
Yeah, see, here's where you're right.
One person does that.
Right. So patches used to always be considered acceptable. So you have some factors that will allow patches. Other factors will have, okay, it's this quality cigar, so therefore the patches are allowed. The problem that you always have is the workers, when they're getting paid per unit, if they can patch a wrapper, they get to sneak that by QC. They get the cha-ching on it.
Yes, right.
So oddly, the workers are kind of working against you sometimes. So every once in a while, even on a super high-end one, one will sneak by. And particularly if they do a really good job of patching where you don't catch it. So but I agree with you. There's no reason why on a $10 plus cigar, there should ever be a patch.
Now, mine is unfinished feet. Because I'm a car smoker.
Yeah, it just ends up putting all over you. Like I have the same. Like I have that experience with the beef stick and red meat lovers, right? So that has a closed foot.
Yeah.
So when you light that, you really that closed foot is just gonna drop on
everywhere.
You.
Yeah. You lose a shirt.
Yeah.
Anything on a so we're gonna be staying at a hotel. Anything make you crazy like tucked in sheets and
Well, that's the obvious one, dirty bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it when they do a bad job cleaning the room. It's just so disgusting.
Yeah. And I have to actually – cleanliness is everything. I don't stay at the resorts. If I do, there's resort fees, and I'm paying for things I'm never, ever going to use or anything like that. But it has to be cleanliness is what I'm looking for at a hotel. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else that happens in there. I just want a clean bed and a clean room to stay in. Short of that.
That shouldn't be a pet peeve. That should be. Yeah. Well, I guess some of these pet peeves should be people should glue the bands on cigars right, correct? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many tobacco leaves get sewn into a hand of tobacco?
Typically 50.
50?
Yeah. 50 is the standard count for a Gavilla.
Why do I think it's six?
because you're wrong. I don't know any other answer than that. Six would be
six
nothing.
Six doesn't make sense unless you're a six-fingered man.
What is six? Six is crazy. Yeah, 50. Just look at the photos when you see someone shaking out a Gavilla tobacco yes. and they're doing the Mojado. That's not six leaves.
Are you convinced it's 50?
Yeah, I'm convinced really? It's 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody said it to me once and it stuck and I continue to
six
say.
Six is nothing. What is six? Three
it doesn't
leaves?
Make sense because a hand has five fingers.
Well, it's not five.
But it's 50. So it's a multiple of five.
Yeah, it's 50.
It's 50?
50 is the standard for a Gavilla.
Is that a pet peeve of yours that I continue to say?
Yes. Six just doesn't, like, six is not even close
to the
number.
It just doesn't make sense.
If you say to me 40 or six, you're like, oh, yeah, maybe there's somebody out there who's doing 40s. But
all right, as long as we're picking on yeah. Dave, he does this other thing that drives me crazy where he does percentages. So you have a tomato that's about 5%, and then an eggplant is 7 to 9% as far as nicotine content. And then he adds them together and says, you put them together, you have eggplant parmesan, it's 14%. That's not how that math works at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, that's craziness
and
too.
People nod their head and they agree with him and they just take it as 14%.
Yeah, it's some weird new school math.
It doesn't make sense. You average the two,
so it's 6%, right?
Yes, somewhere around there.
Really?
Yes.
Even though you're eating both?
Yes. You don't get to add the percentages together.
Yeah, because you'd be eating more of the tomato or more of the eggplant in the same quantity. So it would all be 5 or it would all be 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
I add them together.
Apparently, you.
I think we could do a whole show on just pet peeves for Dave.
Yes.
I got a few.
Trade show, at the trade show, is there anything that makes you crazy?
Yeah. And my friends at the BCA are well aware of my gripes. I was very
vocal.
I was beyond vocal. I wrote a rather scathing mm-hmm. email. And the only reason I did a scathing email instead of a phone call because I didn't have time. But yeah, look, I love the guys at the PCA. They're critical to our organization, to our industry. But man, every year, just this trade show just seems more convoluted and more difficult. And the way you book your booth, the way you order your carpet, the way you book your rooms, it's just all over the place. It's hard.
Yeah.
They make it intentionally difficult. You know what I mean? And I really just wish.
Well, they're used to larger corporations being involved in the cigar industry, even with big companies, you got
yeah, but this organization is even less liked by big companies. I mean, it's just so unintuitive. And you would, and look, I understand, but you'd think we do this every year. They would get to a point that this would get better. This would get easier. And it just never seems to.
And you've gone to the other one, the TPE.
Much better organized.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how simple that process is. And we're going to be going to the same exact place.
Yes.
Can they just hire the people that put on TPE to do the PCA? And
she used to work at PCA, and now she works at TPE.
Yeah, she made it better.
Well, being part of the board of directors, which I was before, that she ended up pushing a lot of things to the board of directors and say, we should do it this way. And they fought back, and they said no, because they make the final call of what it is. And then you take Scott at the end, and you say, okay,
so let me though, throw a bone out here. I know the crunch that I'm under with the trade show being 4 months earlier than normal. So they also had four months less time to do the stuff that they normally do in a 12-month cycle. So if I'm feeling the pressure from my end, they're obviously feeling the pressure from their end. The problem is I'm already feeling a lot of pressure. And when their side is not as good as it normally is, it makes me even more upset because I'm already so under the gun.
And spending the kind of money you spend.
So I'm a little probably hypersensitive this year more than any other year.
How do you feel about the, I don't know if it's called carpetbaggers, but the guys that don't get a booth and they just walk around and they try to write orders?
Look, obviously I don't like it, but ultimately it doesn't affect my business. I don't feel as though the people that walk the aisles and schlock their stuff or the people that are in somebody else's booth, you know, just kind of they don't personally hurt my business. I mean, my business is my business. I do what I do at the trade show. So I can't say that it's a big deal. I know for some manufacturers, they find it really irritating, and they express this every year.
Especially the ones with a large booth and lots of sitting area, which your booth is jam-packed and smaller,
yeah,
and everybody's doing business in your booth.
We keep the booth the size we keep it because I don't really want people hanging out.
Correct.
I want them to do what they need to do and go on their merry way. Now, we try to make it – we have one of the more comfortable booths.
Sure.
Oddly enough, we have a compact booth for the size of company we are, but it's oddly enough also comfortable.
Yeah.
And that has to do because I'm fat, and I want to be comfortable, so I can think about it in terms of a fat person.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean,
I appreciate it.
I like into – I don't want people camping.
Yeah.
And look, again, most of our customers aren't campers. We deal with a lot of really, really good, sharp retailers. And they are the ones that come, they do their business, and then they go, okay, I got to go here, I got to go there.
Yeah. So. The ones that have these sitting areas and things like that is where the carpetbaggers go.
Yes.
And those are the ones that really get irritated. They
but
see
again,
a guy.
Part of that is them just being pussies. I mean, if I see, like, this is the thing, like the whole thing with the people that mooch for samples. I have no problem with telling someone, no.
Right.
I have no problem. Look, I tell people that want to give us money no all the time. Right? I mean, we just canceled an appointment for the trade show because they're already whining about what the buy-in is. Like, listen.
Yeah, no is
this
acceptable.
Is the buy-in. There's no reason for you to suck up a time slot. If you don't like it, fine. We understand. Not going to convince you otherwise.
Yeah.
But no.
Probably not.
There's no reason to have a meeting.
Someone otherwise.
Yeah, why? Well, that slot will go to somebody that we're going to do business with.
And then 2 years from now, they'll be back and they understand and then they do it.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Yeah. Who knows? I mean, but the point is, part of the problem, too, is people just not saying what they think. Like, you know, everyone's complaining about all the Instagram girls hanging around and all that. I got some Instagram chick that jumped in my lap like 3 years ago. I told the bitch to get up.
Yeah,
get out of my lap. I don't want you sitting in my lap. You know, I'm not here to be, you know, the dog in your picture.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, part of it is just they're too polite, you know. So I don't have that problem.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing about you.
and your staff's least favorite. So it works two ways.
It does.
Well, the person on the receiving end usually doesn't like the blunt truth.
No. Well, the thing is that my generation has been being yelled at by your generation for 40 years. So I'm used to it.
But the problem
in my
is,
generation was ignored by the generation that raised us. We were just left to our own devices.
And the poor younger generation, and it's not every single one, but it's the majority, is they got the trophy for coming in last place.
They don't like to do this because every generation always bitches about the next generation, but every generation does seem to have some characteristic traits that are positive and negative.
Sure.
And there's no doubt that the current generation is a lot more sensitive
to
criticism.
They're also better communicators in that when they speak, they're conveying their exact thoughts and their exact feelings.
Right.
And
when you really want them just to shut the fuck up.
you don't want their feelings. I don't want your feelings. I'm telling you no to this.
We weren't allowed to have feelings.
Right. Feelings, what are those?
Certainly in my household, I didn't have it.
Feelings got responded with a spank or a belt. That's where feelings were.
Knocked those feelings right out of you.
Yeah, I'll give you your feelings.
Can you feel this?
You want to feel exactly.
I mean, the catchphrase is, I'll give you something to
cry about. Exactly.
All right. So we're going to get to more pet peeves because we're going to hear Ed Sullivan's pet peeves too. But let's take a break from it for 1 second and have some beautiful music with Avo Cigars.
From moments worth remembering to stories worth telling and notes worth savoring, Avo Cigars. Lyrics of top charted songs. Can you guess the name of the song and the artist? From the wrong lyrics or even the right ones. Avo Cigars.
All right, that's it. I'm going to just give you a line from the song. You hit the button if you got the answer right. It's the name of the song and the artist that sings it. And here it is.
I don't need the button.
You don't even need the button.
Hell no.
You're not a big musical guy.
You should have the button because it's going to be one of those ones where you're going to end up getting it.
Rising up back on the street. Rising up back on the street. Who's that?
That's Ed Sullivan, I think.
Eye of the Tiger?
By?
I got
Survivor?
It. Yes.
Oh, yes. Ed Sullivan. Pretty good.
Covered by Paul Anka in a very swingy way, too. Whoa.
You love your swing.
You love your covers, is what you like.
I told you I didn't need the button.
Yeah, no. That was useless for you. I should have left it off.
This year is the year of the dragon, right?
Yeah.
None of that shit for you.
That's a no.
Look, I don't tend to like to go the way that everybody goes, yeah. right? You kind of want to chart your own path. That being said, I am going to have a year of something launched at the end of this year, but it will not be the year of whatever next year is. Uh-huh.
Okay, but it's going to be a special, different thing. Is this the 10-year anniversary?
No, that's not the 10-year anniversary.
So you're
this just kind of goes into my GFY Lancero collection line of thinking.
The year of the Squatch?
You know, it'll be something.
And will it be at the trade show in a few weeks?
No.
No? Okay, no, so this is so, down the line.
Yeah, there's no reason to focus on this.
Okay, but interesting, because I
I'm
said
gonna,
it.
I'm going to be my special Sokka dickish way about
all
it.
All right, yeah, I like it.
I expect nothing different.
Here we go. Ed Sullivan, you are an opinionated guy also, more quietly opinionated, but I'm around
you
a lot.
You know what aggravates me?
What?
Foot bands. Now, I can deal with
that.
I can deal with a ribbon, right? Because mm-hmm. they're usually taped.
Right.
It's just a foot band with bad glue.
Yeah.
You got
no
options.
If it's bad glue, it's a disaster.
You got no options.
I mean, the truth is, when you with a foot band, you should never try to peel it off. You should just take your thumb and forefinger, put a little bit of pressure, and slip it off.
Which doesn't always work.
That's because they're sloppy with the glue,
exactly.
going back to pet peeve number one. But that's what you should do with a foot band. You should never try to peel it. You should just, a little pressure, slip it right off. And look, and foot bands do serve a purpose, particularly on cigars that have really delicate wrappers. You know, they do protect the feet from
no cellophane.
Yeah. Yeah, the no cello ones are
right. Fine. But my point is, once you have cello, do you need a foot band?
Then you don't.
I mean, and some people over decorate. I won't call a particular person.
Let me say, this is part of the issue with this. Look, I'm not that guy, right? I tend to use very modest size rings.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons why that trend happened is because so many retailers bin cigars. And you don't get your box on the shelf anymore.
Right.
So they're looking for some sort of signage. So the band is the only thing that's there. So that has a lot to do with what the retailers are doing as to why the manufacturers are putting these giant ass bands
but
on things.
Once you get up to three or more,
yeah.
or
3 inches.
If the band bothers you when you're lighting the cigar because it's close to
torpedoes. Torpedoes if the band is too far, it makes me crazy and I try to slide it down, then I just peel it off, which I tell people not to do, but I can't. It's touching my lip. It's gonna make me crazy.
The band can't touch your lip.
Only other thing that enrages me is when people crush out a cigar in an ashtray.
Yeah.
Just, and then they leave.
Like one of my pet peeves is I hate it when I watch a consumer just poorly light their cigar.
What about when they cut half an inch off?
Yeah, that bugs me too. But the poor lighting part really annoys me because then they complain the burn isn't right. And it's like, dude, just give it 30, 45 seconds of care in the beginning. And that's going to solve a lot of your burn problems. Don't start it off at a
touch
deficit.
And I know you're a giving guy when somebody ends up complaining, oh, I'm going to send you new cigars and stuff. With being a retailer and seeing somebody complain in the lounge or something, say the cigar isn't burning properly. It's friggin' perfect.
Yeah, look,
this is not burning properly.
But this is the same thing with the Instagram whores, right? you get this like make believe kind of image because people take these incredible photos. Mm-hmm. They touch the cigars up perfectly. Look, sometimes you get the ones that have that perfect razor burn, but the reality is, look at this cigar. I don't consider this. I mean, that side's not burning quite as quick as that side.
But
I know it's going to catch up. I know it's just fine.
Yes,
and it's just
there's no touch up necessary.
Yeah,
on that
and even
cigar.
If there is, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not the same as a cigar that's canoeing on you in a bad way. But look, part of that has to do with the culture of these photographs. I mean, you see the way food looks. You see the way girls look.
Yeah.
You see the way everything is represented, in a photo. And
but
it
product shots were always that is
but,
perfect.
But it used to be a difference. Product shots were you expected the company to make a perfect product shot. You now have consumers that put a lot of time and effort into these photos. I mean, there are some consumers that take way better photos than we ever take of our own product. I mean, I'm blown away sometimes when I look. I'm looking at IG like, wow.
Well, with your iPhone, you've got color correction. You can even make a live photo, and you can choose the exact slide that's perfect.
Yeah.
And the other one that bothers me, and it probably bothers you more than me, are people who post on social media this cigar, and they post a picture. This is a bad one.
Well,
Tell the manufacturer before you take it to social
media.
Look,
you prefer it. Oddly enough, that actually doesn't hurt us because of the way our company policy works.
The way you deal with it.
So it gives me a chance to actually shine. You know what I mean? Because we are so proactive. The problem with when you post it in social media is we don't see all the tags.
Right.
We don't see all the notifications. Because even when you tag somebody like myself,
they may or may not tell you.
I get about 300 to 500 notifications every day.
Oh, my God.
So they scroll by so fast, I can't even see them all. And sometimes I will get that notification 6 weeks later after it's been done. So if you actually truly want customer service, you're much better contacting us directly. Yeah. You will not get any less customer service in private from us than you do in public.
Right.
But ultimately, I don't actually mind the public ones either because when I see them, it gives me a chance to do what we do.
All right.
And so it doesn't, I don't feel the same way about it. And the and look, I'm also the guy that, look, I make expensive cigars. I know that some of them are going to be duds. They're handmade products. They're made out of an organic material. It's never – the only way it's ever going to be perfect is if it was an engineered tobacco product like a cigarette. There's a certain amount of acceptance that you have to have. And I think guys like the four of us that have been smoking cigars for decades, we have a good benchmark as to what we consider acceptable and what we don't consider acceptable.
And that really is what it boils down to because some cigars are decent and they're acceptable and you're like, you know what, I should give that another shot,
right?
Not just condemn it on the first
smoke. Hey, I smoke this all the time and man, I got a box that wasn't quite right. It happens. And that's the other bad thing for consumers in particular. Normally when things are bad, they go in runs. You know what I mean? So you can have a guy that smoked 1,000 of your cigars, like, man, two or three, or I had a problem. I don't know what you're talking about. You get another poor guy, bought a box, and he got 9 cigars in there that were tight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why that guy should reach out to the company. The problem is most companies feel like all you're doing is mooching. Luckily,
well, when you see the same person over and over, certainly.
Well, let me say this. We keep track.
Yeah.
And after we get so many complaints from the same guy, we go, hey, Bob, we love you. We're going to send you your replacement cigars, but don't buy our shit anymore because obviously it doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
Okay. But you can normally tell the people that are actually being scummy and just taking advantage of your corporate policy versus the people that have genuine issues.
And isn't that kind of odd of instead of they're in the cigar store, they got a box of tight cigars, let's say it ends up happening, and you go back because certainly we're going to do the right thing because the guy bought the cigar from me and I'm going to do the right thing to him. But to call the company and the owner of the company to me is absurd.
Yeah, but that's part of just the generations that we come from. Now we're all so accessible that it makes it very easy.
Too accessible.
And I could argue sometimes too accessible. Yeah. I mean, look, it's impossible to – so if I'm getting 300 to 500 notifications a day, I'm getting about 100 DMs a day on average. Slows down on the weekend.
Yeah.
That's why I have no notifications enabled on my phone because it would just never stop chirping.
Yeah, me too.
I sadly can't even read them all, much less respond to them all. And that's a bit of a problem. See, and the person on that other end, they don't realize how much you get. You get a lot.
Dave's lucky. His social media – is only one way.
One direction.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that's what most people do.
Yeah.
Most people do.
I post and go, and then I'm not socializing.
You're not on there that
so,
much.
Which I'm doing it wrong, because he does it right, and that's why he gets so much engagement of it. But honestly, I don't have the time. I don't know how you do, but I certainly don't.
I squeeze it in, and you can tell. Like, so you can tell when I'm in the office, because I post much more. Okay? I'm much more interactive. When I'm in Nicaragua, I barely write anything at all. I mean, and one of the reasons, like, you know, people are like, why don't you post pictures from the factory or this while you're doing this or doing that? That would be really cool to see. Part of the reason I don't is because when I do, all the people that are down there that want to leech your time, like, oh, you're here. Oh, can we get together? Can we do this? Can we do that?
So you need a secret visit.
So don't post it when you get back on the plane.
Right. I don't want them to know I'm physically there. Because they'll just try to suck up time, and I have a lot of stuff that I got to get done.
That's it.
I don't like being excessively tagged on Facebook.
The everyone tag I hate.
I hate that, and I don't like the friend requests.
Anything
that
you
don't
can do
come
about that? Because I got people.
Yeah, you leave. You can just leave the group. That's all you can do.
Okay. I know one of Dave's. How about group texts?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
those go
crazy.
And on.
I almost always opt out of those.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I have.
The problem is Dave doesn't know how to, so he has to wait.
What are you showing?
All capital letters. Get me out of here. Yeah. Take me out of this. So whatever.
Yeah, because it starts off with this discussion that was pertinent. Yeah. And then five texts later, you're talking about the Parmesan you had last night and how great it was.
Dave would like that.
Ding, 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 the phone, all the people jumping
in. Oh, here's another one he hates is replying okay. So the conversation is over, and then you just want to be polite and say okay because you got it, and he loses his mind.
Because it's not ending. When does it stop?
It's over.
Yeah.
Thank you for the okay.
He wants text messages to be one-way communications as well.
Well, and this is why there's a podcast. So social media starts. My daughter teaches me this in 2009, social media. And I'm not responding. I'm putting stuff out, and I'm not responding back. And she says, they're asking questions. You have to get onto this. I said, you answer it. And she said, I don't know what the answers are. You have to do it.
So, but part of it for me is I actually enjoy the interaction, so it isn't just a marketing thing. And you have to understand, it's a pretty lonely world in my world. Because I don't do a lot of store. In fact, I added it up the other day. I was in 9 cigar stores in 2023.
Wow.
So.
That's got to be a record low since the start. Really,
probably since the start.
Yeah, congratulations, because you hit the road hard at the beginning.
I'm just so busy. So I don't get a lot of as much in-person interaction as I would like to have just because of the schedule.
See, I'm a retailer. That's all we do.
Right. So for me, I actually enjoy the back and forth. And I like the ball busting part of it too a lot. You know, that those are the conversations that I enjoy the most.
I'm more of one-on-one. I want to see the person. I'm happy to have the conversation with them. This texting back and forth or these email chains. It makes
I like
nuts.
Them better in public than in private, though, because then everybody gets the benefit of the conversation.
You know what? Something you do different than everybody else at the trade show is you're there and you're talking to the media the whole time. You're talking about millions of dollars that are happening right in front of you, and the salespeople are end up doing it. And here you are.
They don't want me fucking up the sales.
Okay. No, but you were Drew Estate. You were the guy doing sales. You were there.
No, I did media.
No, really? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
No, I focus because I look at it as a way of it's unpaid media. It's free, right?
Sure.
And it's a way to get your message out. And the more people that know about your brand and products actually helps the customers that are in your booth placing the order. And so in the long run, they're getting an indirect benefit the more I do. So I try to make my – like. I don't schedule any appointments with any of our customers during the trade show. I only schedule appointments with media.
Which is my whole point. It's like everybody else is complete opposite, let me tell you.
Look, if the money is going to be the money. If you need me to dance like a pretty pony, we're screwed, man. I mean, that's
Jonathan's a good dancer.
But don't you think that the store owner wants to meet with you? Would say, okay, he's a big
but
shot
would,
in the
but
cigar.
But would the store owner prefer that I drive maybe 4 more customers to his store?
Probably, but I'm telling you that's not what the mentality is going, that he isn't realizing what you're doing, or maybe he's looking at it and saying, okay, he's not bothering
I think everyone me. Realizes what I'm doing because I'm pretty open about it. I mean, it's not like I hide the fact. I mean,
does anybody ask? If your wife comes up to you and says,
"Yeah, look, if there's somebody that really wants to, they'll interrupt me."
Okay,
and of course I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? It's not that I'm avoiding it, but at the same time, I just know that it's in the best interest. Because so much gets misreported, right? And so the more times I have the opportunity to say something over and over again. The more likely, like even to this day, Umbagog, so many people think it's a Segundo when it isn't. Mm-hmm. It's a Primero. It's a first. Yeah. It just happens to have the wrapper that got sorted that I didn't think made the grade for mi querida. That's what Umbagog is. So, you know, the more times I get to convey that, that means that consumers then correct their retailers, retailers correct other retailers.
The consumer corrects the retailer. It's always been the way you are, that it's not the retailer. So if I have a pet peeve, here's a pet peeve too, that Fuente was always like that too, that I didn't know what was coming out with Fuente.
Because you
I would
can't
ask,
focus on Fuente. You have hundreds of brands in your
portfolio. No, but I want to know. I don't want the customer coming in and saying, oh, there's a new Fuente coming out. You're going to get it next Tuesday. And this is the story of it. And I go, what the hell are you talking about? Next Tuesday comes in.
And I'm sorry, they probably told you, but it's in the deluge of information that you're getting from every manufacturer. You're swamped. I mean, you really are.
I just want to be...
I mean, I have certain retailers, like I have one in particular that says, whenever you're coming out with anything, make sure I know about it.
Of course.
My staff misses it, and then I end up behind the stick.
You know, we want to be the... When the customer comes in, I want to be...
Front line of defense. For sure.
Well, I would not even defense. I want to be the guy they go to for information.
But the thing is, there's so much info. I mean, just look at Half Wheel right now. It's like literally, it's like a rolling ticker tape, right? With the new stuff that's coming. And I haven't even announced any of the new stuff, really, other than some loose Facebook posts. Yeah. We haven't done any press releases at all. I don't even know if I'm going to get them done in time before the trade show, to be honest with you. So it's hard. It's hard to disseminate information. So I tend to focus on the media at the trade show. That's
you
what
do.
I do.
It works for you.
This is the information age, and there's too much of it.
Yeah.
You can't keep up with everything anymore.
Wow, you guys sound old.
Well, we are.
All right, that is the after show. Steve, thanks for coming on. Have a great PCA.
I'll
wave to you. I don't know if you're going to end up seeing me because you'll be with
the
media.
Well, you're part of the media, so you can go up and interview.
I didn't set up an appointment.
I didn't even send out the appointments for that yet. That's how far behind I am.
Oh, my God. All right, so next Saturday, it's a first for us. We are bringing him on. He's a little nervous about it, but don't be nervous, Ed. Santa Maria, the buyer for Two Guys. Over 25 years he's been doing it. He's going to come on and tell us how he does what he does, not just at the trade show, but every day as a buyer for a cigar company. It'll be interesting. See you on Saturday.
Stick the lid end in your mouth. You might like it.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.